This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Blown Off with Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9, number one for new country. Jared and Mesa is here with us this morning. He went on a date with Amanda, and now this date was almost 2 months ago. Why did it take so long to reach out to him, Jared?
I don't know. After a month went by, I was just holding out hope that something would happen, anything. It just never did.
Since the 2 months have gone by, you've reached out to her a few times?
Yeah, probably an understatement. I think I definitely reached out too much. I think maybe that's why she's ghosting me now.
All right, if you were to put a number on it, how many times?
Yeah, oh man, don't ask me that. I'd say probably four times a week.
Four times
only
a
right
week?
After the date.
Honestly, that's not that bad.
Really?
No, I don't
think
that's
okay,
bad.
So now four times a week, if he does not get a response, right?
Yeah.
After four times, why are you still reaching out the next week?
I mean, that I agree with. I'm just saying, like, four times a week isn't that much. I mean, at least it wasn't four times
a
day. See, the first 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, all right.
And are you just missing her? Are you so lonely?
I mean, isn't everybody lonely these days?
Yeah, Cheyenne. That was kind of a stupid question. You're kind of in the same boat.
Hey!
All right.
You shush your mouth.
So, Jared, your email says you met on Bumble. What did you guys do on the date when you went out?
She came over to my place. We connected on Bumble because we're both gamers. We both play video games. So she came over. We played some games. We just hung out. It just seemed like a good idea to start with.
All right, man. Yeah. Are you just a horrible gamer? Do you think that's why she's not talking to you or what?
No, at least I hope not.
Okay.
I thought we were pretty comparable.
You're right. A disgrace to the gaming community. I can't have this.
All right, well, we've got her phone number here, Jared, so let's call Amanda right now. Let's find out the real reason she's been blowing you off.
Hello?
Hi, my name's Gunnar. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
We do the morning show on Camel Country 107.9 here in Phoenix. Is this Amanda?
It is. This is so crazy. Like, I usually never pick up block numbers, but I had a feeling I should just pick up.
You never know who it could be, right? We could be presenting you with a prize, but that's not the case. We'd love to talk to you about a date that you had with Jared. Can we do that with you?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay. I do need to let you know that you're on the radio. Is that all right?
That's great.
Cool. All right, how do you think the date with Jared went?
We had a good time. We played some video games at his place. It was nice to change of pace to hang out with someone, you know, in real life.
Okay. He hasn't heard from you in almost 2 months. I mean, did something go bad on the date? Is there a reason why you haven't been communicating with him?
No, nothing bad happened. He's a nice guy. I could see us being friends. You know, like, he just didn't know how to be romantic, like, at all.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
The friend zone.
Well, I mean, how romantic are we talking? Like, what are we talking here?
Well, I mean, like, so we connected over gaming, which is so great. I love the idea of us gaming together on our first date, but we didn't really get to know each other. Like, I wish we had just talked more or maybe had some dinner. He didn't try, like, any of that stuff. It was just a real chill hangout.
So you would have hoped that he would have, what, gone in for a first kiss or something? Like, done something, like, held your hand? I don't know. I mean, is that what you're hoping for?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I get
romantic.
That.
He didn't even try. You know, he didn't even, like, ask me any deep questions.
Like, you were one of the bros hanging out, coming over to play video games.
Yeah.
I get that. Okay.
So
that makes sense.
She thinks she was just there as a gaming companion. Yes. Essentially, it sounds like. All right, so we do have Jared on the phone with us. He's heard this entire conversation. Jared, you want to jump in here, man?
Yeah, you know what? Firstly, I just want to apologize for not asking you any questions. I'm really sorry about that. I usually ask too many questions. That's my MO.
Wow. There's no way I would have known that. That's crazy.
I just was really nervous, I guess, like what I am now. I never played Borderlands 3 with a beautiful woman sitting next to me in my life, so I guess I was just intimidated.
That's adorable.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
Well, all right, Amanda.
Thank you.
Can you give him another shot? I mean, is this something that you're willing to do?
I swear, I'll be more conversational. I promise. I'll write out some conversation starters for us.
God.
You'll write them out.
Please do. On note cards.
I will.
I mean, some guys, I'm glad I'm married, but I mean, if I were single, I'm an awkward guy, right?
You're so awkward.
I don't blame Jared, but Jared, I mean, you got a second chance here, man. Don't mess it up, all right?
I won, Alan. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for this.
Well, Cheyenne, I don't know if you're keeping track, but we are now 2 for 2. On second dates actually happening with our Blown Off segment.
I know. This is fantastic.
Gunner and Cheyenne's Blown Off. Do it again tomorrow at 8:50 here on Camel Country 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.